Hi, I'm Stitch Mainville, one of your hosts for the Gentleman's Nightery. Now, on behalf of Rick and Magnus, I'd like to thank you for your continued support with your constant downloads and your correspondence to us, and to let you know that we are reading your emails and taking your suggestions to heart. For instance, last year, we moved from dropping one episode a week to dropping one episode every 2 weeks. And we thought this would be helpful in getting you our best work, and it has been working. However, many of you have been asking for weekly drops. Therefore, we've decided to dust off the old episodes from back in the day of Inebriated Basement and repost them between our newer episodes. Therefore, you'll get a new episode 1 week and an old archived episode the following week, and then a new episode after that, and so on. Now, we sincerely hope you enjoy these episodes, and all we ask is that you share them with like-minded folks who you believe would enjoy listening as well. Thank you again for being such a loyal listener. We do this for you.
From the MTC studio in Avalon, Pennsylvania, it's The Gentleman's Nightery with your hosts, Stitch Mainville, Rick Garrett, and Magnus Heber. So pour yourself a stiff one, light 'em if you got 'em. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your nightery.
From November 2021, this is episode number 6, entitled Give Whores a Chance. Yeah, I know it sounds a little crazy, but in this episode, Rick and I were sitting around wondering what it would be like if America legalized prostitution.
I was watching the news, and the Netherlands, they're, you know, the old Viking people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that the Netherlands?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
They're pale skin and blonde hair people.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, they have legal prostitution in their country. And it got me thinking about how this country needs to legalize prostitution.
Just on that note, the Vikings probably invented prostitution.
Why's that?
Because look at them. I'm not worried about nobody getting offended because there ain't no damn Vikings around.
I don't know.
You know, Vikings looked like they was the kind that just grabbed the woman by the head and said, "Come here, bitch."
Well, that's not prostitution. That's a form of rape.
That's raping. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see. Okay, I got it backwards. But anyway, same thing. Go ahead. Well, it's prostitution if he hands her over to his buddy.
No, not unless the buddy pays.
But, oh, he's going to pay.
All right, so, but.
You give Thor $5.
That would be a true pimp because she's just a tool in the process.
That's true.
He's making the money. Okay. No, but what these women are actually sex workers. There's no pimps involved. The government is saying, boom, we got to regulate it. But they're doing it like in brothels and stuff like that.
Right.
And I thought, man, the United States would benefit so much from that. I thought that'd be cool to have it. One, because I'm a horn dog, and I just want any reason for sex.
I understand.
But the other thing is, it would actually do well for our country, I think.
Yeah, economy-wise it would, but the government doesn't see it that way.
Well,
you know, wouldn't you tax something that you could make money off of? You know what I mean?
There you
go.
It
happens all the time. It's going to happen anyway. Wouldn't you want a hand in that?
You know, let me go back a while. I used to say to people, oh, they need to legalize marijuana. I think it would be good. And then in my head, though, I'm thinking of packs of marijuana cigarettes with the state stamp on it and the government collecting their taxes on it. And I was like, they're just going to fuck it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen to prostitution. You know, you got to go to a brothel to get it, and the government's going to tax you for it. And it's just who knows? But it's sex. How can you fuck up sex?
Charge for it, I guess.
If I want to go out and find a blowjob right now, I got to go to like the sleazy side of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to pay some crack whore, you know, $20.
You don't want to do that because you don't know where they been.
Exactly. You know, whereas if you have legal prostitution, they're required to be clean. They have to have a clean card.
Yeah.
Not going to have diseases.
Yep.
And they're going to be good at it.
Yeah. See, they ought to take after Amsterdam. Because like in Amsterdam, you can walk up and down the street and window shop.
No kidding.
Yes. I don't know that firsthand, but my cousin was stationed over there, and he told me all about it. You can go down there in the red light district and just walk up and down, and they wash you up. They put a condom on you, and they make sure everything. You know what I mean? They do everything. Now, see, if you could do that, the only thing about it, if the government in this country did that, is sex might stop because you had to pay for it. You know what I mean? They make it so you couldn't have sex unless you paid for it.
Yeah.
So they could tax it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, they couldn't.
Unless you're married.
Yeah, I was going to say, they couldn't tell you you can't have sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know. Hey, man, I don't put nothing past. But anyway, go ahead. They come up with a way or something, man.
Yeah, because like right now with the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
Right? Now that the government's regulating it,
right?
You can't just grow it yourself anymore. You got to get it from a dispensary because the government wants that tax money.
Oh, you can grow it yourself, just don't get caught.
There you go. Well, then you'd be able to have sex, just don't get caught.
Just don't get caught.
Right, because otherwise you got to go to a government-run brothel.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't that be funny? The fucking Uncle Sam's a pimp.
Yeah.
I want you to spread your legs.
That's right. That's right. Spread them for Sam.
Yeah.
We're doing this for Uncle Sam.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I went to the military and served my country, but she spreads her legs and gets laid for her country.
For her country, yeah. That's crazy.
But, you know, if you think about it, there's already a form of legal prostitution.
Okay. Yep.
Where? It's called marriage.
Oh.
Honey, take out the garbage or you're not going to get any sex.
Okay. Well, hey, you got a point there. You got a point.
You haven't been sucking my dick enough. Well, you haven't been doing the dishes enough.
That's right.
That's like legal prostitution, man.
Yeah, I guess it could be. Yeah, because you got to do something in order to have sex.
Right. Right. And, you know, and they say it's the oldest profession in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means women have been doing this since there's been men and women.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So back in the cave days, you know, I go out, find food, come mm-hmm. back, you blow me.
Yeah.
Right, so he gave her food, she gives him a blowjob.
Yeah, that's right.
So that is a form of legal prostitution.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. If you look at it that way, you are right.
That yeah, I could right. look at it that way all I want. I don't think my wife would agree with it.
You know why? She's a woman.
Well, yeah, and she has her reason to say I'm not a prostitute.
And she has your balls in her hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it also, if you legalize it, you're taking away that stigma. Because right now, no woman wants to be considered a prostitute because prostitutes are bad.
That's true, too. Yeah.
But you take that stigma away, and some girls be like, I'm going to grow up and be a hooker. You got little Johnny wants to be a fireman and little Tina wants to be a hooker.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, my goodness. Well, then you know what the solution to that is, too, though, don't you?
What's that?
Wouldn't they have to go to school for that?
Well, if the government regulates it, then yeah, they'd have to have a license. Because they don't want their illegal hookers out there taking their money away.
Can't you just see the plaque on the wall with the diploma in big ass letters? What am I trying to say? Associate's degree in hooker. I'm a hooker in prostitution. You know what I mean?
You can go to a trade school and get, you know, blowjobs 101. Learn all the ins and outs.
No, people, literally. Literally, ins and outs.
Yeah, that's Jesus. Crazy. Right now, girls are going to college, and they're working as strippers to put themselves through college.
Well, yeah.
So if we legalize it and girls take prostitution or sex worker, they could use strippers as their externship.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Come on, work down here for, you know, your 300 hours of externship.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn the business properly.
Man, look, if you're gonna put yourself through school with that, you may as well get a degree with it.
Man, I love strip clubs. I think that'd be so awesome. Going to a strip club. Now, it depends on the strip club, because there's some strip clubs that you go into and don't touch.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
They make sure.
There's some places where when you get your lap dance, they have you put your hands on the legs of the chair because they don't want you touching the girl. Mm. That's when I just wear fucking sweatpants with no underwear. I'm like, I'm getting everything I can out of this deal.
Oh, boy.
But and then there's other fucking strip clubs you walk into, and the girl's like, you get a private room, and she's like, you want me to suck your neck? Okay.
Who can say no to that?
Yeah, right. Nadine said that to me the other night.
What's that?
We were getting ready to go to sleep, and she was curling up to me, and she goes, she said something. I was just putting my CPAP on, and I didn't answer her. But what she said was, I bet you if I told you I wanted to suck your dick, you wouldn't ignore me, would you? And I'm like, no, you can go right ahead right now.
What'd you say? What was that?
That's that marital selective hearing shit right there. You say blowjob, what?
Yeah, what? What?
Man.
Oh, that's crazy.
But getting back on topic, think about, you know, when I watch Maury's show in the afternoon,
okay,
they always have these commercials for these trade schools. You could learn to be a medical assistant, be an ultrasound or an x-ray tech or whatever.
Yeah,
could you imagine they would have, come on to this school and learn how to be a sex worker?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Trade school for sex work.
Uh-huh.
They can get their degree, whether it's an associate's or a master's or a PhD, or they might just even have a diploma program.
Right.
You don't get paid as much. And they'd probably get the most business because the girl in the diploma program, she probably sucks dick just as good as the girl with the PhD.
Probably.
But because she doesn't have a PhD, hers are only maybe $100.
Yeah.
Where the PhD girl is like $400.
Yeah, $400 or $500. Yep.
Could you imagine paying $400 for a blowjob?
No.
I could never imagine paying $8 for a fucking loaf of bread, but here we are.
Yeah, that's true too.
All right. So with inflation.
It all depends on how desperate you get. How long has it been since you had a blowjob? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's been 10 years, you might want to do that.
Well, there's some guys out there who probably had their whole life and that's all they rely on is hookers and shit.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think I had a couple friends like that. I don't even want to be put in that situation, so I don't want to know what that is like.
Fortunately for us married guys, it's not an issue. But, you know, there are those guys who like to cheat.
Yeah.
And yeah. They like to go. Here's what I don't understand. A lot of people who cheat because they like the game of sex. You know what I mean? They like to go after the woman and talk to the woman and try to coax her. And then when they finally get to that point where they're having sex, they're like, okay, I win. I did what I wanted to do. Because you don't get that accomplishment when you're with your wife. It's like, hey, you wanna? Sure, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's where most cheating
comes from. It's not an adventure when you're married. You know what I mean?
No.
I think guys miss the adventure.
It's almost clinical at one point, right? Yeah.
You know, and I know for a fact some guys go out there just to see if they still have it and they can pull women. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind, like, I don't mind going out to a bar. And I talk to people, but I don't talk to people with an agenda.
Yeah, right.
But
right,
if someone has offered me their number or has shown interest in me, that's flattering to me. I like that, but then I immediately hold up and I'm like, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I'm married.
Right, right.
You know? That's as far as I ever want to take it. But there's those other people that want to see as far as they can go. And that's where the cheating comes in. And yeah, you know, exactly. To be honest, if you're at the point where you have to cheat to get that satisfaction, then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I admit it. Does, like you said, it feels good if somebody shows interest in you, but you still, you know, leave me alone. You know, I got what I want at home.
Right.
I'm married and that's all I want. So no, I don't need that, but no. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? But I don't need it.
You know, when my wife leaves for work, she works in a hospital, so she has to have her hospital ID badge.
Right. Yep.
And she brings her stethoscope. She brings her just stuff that she's going to need for while she's working.
Exactly.
If you're a sex worker, what do you think a sex worker is going to bring with them
for
their day at work?
That's a good question. Well, are they going to be active?
Oh, yeah, they're going to work.
Oh, they're going to work.
They're going to work.
Okay. Well, the first thing I can think about is condoms.
All right. Definitely. So they bring their condoms with them.
You want to make sure that you don't catch anything.
From my experience, I think a woman should probably bring her rubber sheet.
That would help.
Because of the squirters.
That would help. That would definitely help. Oh, and like I was thinking before, it all depends on how long of a day it is. If it's anywhere, if it's any time after 8 hours, like if you're working a 12-hour day, she's going to need a lot of lubrication.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a big ass tube of K-Y.
How about pepper spray?
Oh, yeah, for protection. Definitely. Yeah.
But now if it's government run, if you're in a government run brothel, they would probably have better protection maybe.
Yeah, and hopefully they screen the people that, you know what I mean?
But, you know, you get behind closed doors, you never know what kind of tobacco you're dealing
with. Yeah, people crazy, you know. But, yeah, you definitely have to have some kind of protection.
When I was in the Philippines, those girls are over there, they're constantly looked at as if they're prostitutes.
Yeah.
A lot of them are there just to try to make some money. Like they want a guy to buy them a drink. Because if the guy buys a girl a house drink, it's all watered down.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
The girl can sit and she'll make a few pesos on that house drink, but the house makes money on that as well. So Is that a form of prostitution? She's just rubbing the hand, rubbing the leg, talking sweet to the guy. You buy me another drink, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's prostitution, or does it have to be actual contact of sexual contact?
Well, do you think the guy's going to get some if he doesn't buy her drinks?
Well, I think these girls play on the fact that they think they're going to get some.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
But still, even you can buy them drinks all night long, but it's still up to them whether they're going to give you some or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's prostitution. I don't care. I mean, that's prostitution in the worst way because you ain't guaranteed to get none.
No. Yeah, you're paying all kinds of. But you figure also it's the Philippines. So 1 7 peso drink is like paying, you know, 9 cents.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd wait till she get drunk, pass out, and drag her ass out of there. Well,
when I was there, I would hand the dollar exchange $1. They would give me back 20 pesos.
Okay.
So 1 peso is like a nickel.
Okay.
All right. So if it's a 7 peso drink, it's
30 cents. Yeah. 30, 35 cents.
There you go.
Yeah. That ain't nothing.
You're not losing it. No. And I tell you what, when we were over there, man, in the Philippines, we were like kings.
Yeah.
Because we could leave, I swear to God, we'd leave the ship with maybe $40.
Okay.
We'd go to the cash exchange and get all this fucking peso money.
Right.
And so for $40, I just got like, what, 800 pesos?
You want my brain to start working now, huh?
All right. So I would get 800 pesos.
Okay.
And I can go out and you could live like a fuck. You could live on a week for.
With I eight, bet. Yeah.
Live for a
everything's
week.
So
with,
cheap.
Yeah. Live for a week with 800 pesos. Right, man. Right. And it was, we would sit in a bar, just drink it all night. And one beer was maybe 8 pesos. All right. So you're drinking a San Miguel beer. You're paying 8 pesos for it. Then you hear the little kid walking by selling balut and pan de sal with dairy cream, which is like this warm bread with butter.
Right.
Oh, man, it's so good. And the butter has like a sweet flavor to it. And you call him over and that's only like 2 pesos. So you just gave away 10 cents.
Okay.
The end of the night.
But that's gold to them, though.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Over there, that was. Yeah. And that's how that town thrived. It's a little town called Olongapo, which is right next to the naval base.
Right.
And they thrive on the money the sailors bring in.
No, I can imagine.
But man, we used to have a blast there. It was awesome. But those little girls, a lot of them, they had a family to take care of, and they would resort to prostitution.
Right.
So the bar would be like, no, we don't want any prostitution happening in the bar. So what you would do is you would pay their night off slip. They would have to have a night off. So let's say you got a cute girl who normally makes like, you know, 80 pesos a night.
Okay.
In drinks.
That's a good night for them?
Sure. Then you would have to pay their night off for, say, 80 to 100 pesos.
Which isn't anything to you.
You give that to the mama-san in the bar.
Okay.
And she gives a girl a night off slip. Because now, believe it or not, it's illegal for prostitutes to be out on the streets in the Philippines.
Okay.
Or in Olongapo anyway.
Right.
So they would have to have a slip from their boss saying, I'm off for the night. I'm not a prostitute. I work at this bar. So they carry that slip. So you pay for that slip for them to carry. Then you could take them out clubbing. You can go to the clubs with them. You can go hang out at other bars with them.
They're your girlfriend for the night.
Exactly. That's what it is. They're your girlfriend for the night.
Okay.
And then at the end of the night, they still have the option to say, I am not fucking you. I'm not going to sleep with you. You only paid for me to be off for the night. So if they wanted to go much further, then they can say to you, I need another 100 pesos or I need another 200 pesos. And then I'll do that for you. So it worked out because sailors were like, 200 pesos. That's nothing. That's like $10. I'll give you that.
$10. Yeah, you know? Right.
And I had a shipmate. He'd walk into a bar and he wouldn't even start drinking. He would just go, you, and you come with me. He'd paid off their night off slip.
Right, right.
And then take him to a hotel room. He'd have 3 chicks banging him all night long.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I loved the Philippines.
It sounds like it.
It was a blast.
It sounds it was like fun. It. Now, what about Thailand? Thailand's like that too, isn't it?
Thailand was cool as hell, but we didn't go to Bangkok. That's where a lot of tourists and stuff go.
Yeah.
When our ship got there, we went to a little town called, it wasn't even a town. It was an area known as Phuket. Now, Phuket is hotels and all kinds of stuff now.
Yeah.
But when we got there in like 83 or 84, it was nothing.
Yeah.
They actually had to bus girls in from Bangkok, and they built grass huts as bars for us all along the beach, up and down the beach. And we couldn't anchor in or we couldn't pull in because there was no dock. We had to anchor out and take little water taxis back and forth from the ship to shore.
Huh.
And when you jumped out, roll your legs up, the pants of your legs, because you're jumping in the water and you're walking up the beach.
Up. Yeah.
That's how it was. And I'll tell you, we had a blast in that place.
Yeah. I seen that on YouTube. I seen, you know, they how they built it up and everything else.
Yeah.
And they was talking now what is a bot?
A bot is their it's their form of money. That's like saying what's your dollar? What's a dollar?
Okay, well how much is it compared to our money?
It was anywhere from 20 to 30 bot per dollar.
Really?
Yeah. Back then. I don't it could be different.
It
now.
Might be because I figured it was kind of cheap because I was watching this thing on Thailand on YouTube and this guy, him and his girl got a hotel room. Mm-hmm. It looked like comfort suites. I mean, it was nice. Mm-hmm. 30 baht.
30 baht, yeah.
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 He said it was only 30 baht. And I said, well, what is a baht?
Well, then
I knew it was a
former. Then the exchange rate might be more. It might be down to like maybe 3 baht per dollar now.
Yeah.
Because like when I went to Singapore, for every one American dollar, you got 2 Singapore dollars.
Yeah.
So if they said it's 1 Singapore dollar for a beer, you're actually paying 50 cents.
Okay.
So it just depends on the country you're in and what the market is at the time. Right. It's hard to say. But yeah, it was amazing being over there. And it seems like prostitution is in like when I would go to Japan, there was a bar where the girls would engage in oral sex at the end of the bar.
Really?
I think I wrote about that in my book.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to
remember that.
We crammed into this little bar. This bar was really narrow and it was just long all the way down. There was enough room to walk all the way back to the men's room and mm-hmm. then come all the way back. So, and then when you're walking, there's a wall on one side of you, and then there's a wall of people sitting on bar stools on the other side of you.
Okay.
And then the bartender behind the bar. And at the end of the bar, there was these two girls, and they were like all the guys down, they were like cheering, like, yay, this, you know, they're holding up their napkins and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're all down at this end of the bar watching, like, what the hell's going on down there?
You know what? I remember that story. Go ahead.
So later on, I noticed the seat next to me opened up, and the guy looks at me, he's like, come on, move down. So I moved down a bar stool and everybody else moved down a bar stool. As the night was going, I'm drinking sake.
Oh, man.
Hot sake all night long. Because I was like, well, I'm in Japan. I may as well drink sake, right?
Right.
And then the guy would move and he'd open it up. He's like, come on, move down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? We were moving down our bar stools until I finally got close enough. I realized what was going on.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the bar near the bathroom was this curtain area. And if you're at the end of the bar and it was your turn, you would go inside this curtain area and one of the little girls would go in and she would blow the dude.
Oh, damn. You know?
Okay. And when she would come out, she'd take a big swig of Pepsi and spit into the sink. She was obviously a spitter.
Okay.
And then all these other guys were like holding up napkins like 10.1, 9.7. They were rating her spit on, you know, for the blowjob she just gave.
Right.
And then that dude who came out of the curtain, he would go all the way back down and sit at the other end of the bar and try to work his way through.
Yeah.
Well, finally, it's my turn. I get to the curtain area. Fucking drunk as shit because I've been drinking hot sake.
Now, all that time.
I go in there and I sit down and I pull my shit out. This girl comes over. She's like on a dentist chair and she rolls up to me and she goes, you pull out. So I pull my shit out and I stood up a little bit. And when I stood up, I felt my stomach gurgle.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, man. So I thought maybe I could relieve myself by just letting out a little fart.
Yeah.
No such thing with hot sake in your stomach.
Oh, my goodness. What'd you do? Hold the chair?
Oh, it was the worst. It was the worst. She actually pushed back on her little stool, went flying back. She's yelling, nah, 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 yelling at me and shit. And I'm just sitting there. I got shit running down my fucking leg. I'm like, oh, my God.
Damn.
And the guys, when she came rolling out, the guys thought I had finished already. Like, wow, that was really fast, you know?
Yeah.
And she's yelling and screaming, like, what's going on? My buddy comes over, and he opens the curtain. He's like, whoa, the stink hit him. I was like, dude, I shit my pants. I went in the bathroom. I took off my underwear and I threw them in the garbage. Right, I cleaned myself best as possible.
Right.
And then I went down to the end of the bar and I waited for my chance to go again.
She said, no, he don't come back no more.
Yeah, but I wasn't drinking no more sake, though. I was just drinking some beer. I was like, fuck that sake shit.
Oh, man. I guess, you know, that ain't nothing but rice wine.
Yeah.
It's made from rice.
Yeah, but
that shit'll probably go right through you.
Oh,
if you drink enough of it.
It's tasty, man. I love it.
I like sake.
Yeah, but
I always get that when we go to that Ichiban or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? That's but something we should do too.
Don't drink like 9 fucking things of that.
They bring you that little white.
Yeah, that's just the problem. It was a little tiny, it looked like a teapot.
Yeah.
And I would pour it into the little glass and I would drink it. I was like, this shit's good. Then I'm like, I need another one because I drank it that fast. I didn't even want to use the cup sometimes. I would just take the lid off and just try to sip at it because it was hot. But it wasn't like hot tea hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But oh my God.
It got a kick too.
Dude, it fucked me. It'll hit you,
man. Yeah, I've had sake.
Oh man. And I'll tell you something. All the countries I went to, whether it was in Hong Kong or Japan or the Philippines, man, there was always some form of prostitution that sailors sought out and found. Even in Korea, when I went to Korea, I found a girl who took me home with her for a couple of bucks and let me bang her. Mm. And before I left, the girl I was with, she made me write a letter to her American boyfriend.
Are you serious?
Because she didn't know how to write in America. Yeah, so she told me what to write. Here's what I wrote. Dude, I'm sorry. I just fucked your girlfriend.
She probably didn't know what
she didn't know what I was writing. Yeah, because if I told her to write something for me, I wouldn't have known what the fuck she was writing. So that's what I'm sorry, I fucked your girlfriend.
Oh, man.
And she mailed it out and thanked me. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, you didn't have nothing to worry about. You were never going to see her again.
Nope. So I was out of there.
Yeah, shit.
But, man, so there's nothing wrong with prostitution. It should be on the individual that's going to commit the act, not the government to say it's wrong. Or, you know, because the morality of prostitution comes from religion.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's about religion. And religion, it shouldn't be a part of our life unless we are religious people.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true.
I've always felt like this. I never wanted to see a politician run on their religious conviction.
Right.
Because if they have beliefs that disagree with my beliefs,
yep,
I don't want that pushed on me.
That would clash. That would clash with a lot of people.
Imagine a Muslim running for president and then using his Muslim beliefs.
Exactly.
And trying to enforce that. I don't want that.
I don't either.
So I don't want that from anybody. I just want to hear straight facts, rule by facts. And that.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if we look at the reality of legalizing prostitution, aside from the funny stories and shit like that, I think the government could regulate it. Again, Uncle Sam's a pimp.
Yeah, and there would be no such thing as street pimps anymore.
No.
They'd be out of business.
And that's a good part of the crime.
That's another thing, yeah.
Because a lot of these women are being trafficked into sex where they don't even want to be a part of it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you get rid of that aspect. So there's no more human trafficking or sex trafficking. No more worry about children. Well, we probably still have to worry about child trafficking.
Yeah, I think you still would
have to worry about that. Because if the government's regulating it, they're going to say, well, all right, our workers can't be younger than, say, 19 or 18. All right. Anything younger than that is a problem.
Right.
So there'll still be that illegal aspect. But a major part of that would be gone because the girl on the street, you don't know how old she is.
Yeah, I mean, you go by what they tell you, but they're lying most of the time.
Because they want that extra 40 bucks, so or whatever the going rate is for a sex act.
Yeah.
So you're taking you're rolling your dice.
Oh,
you get with her, and if she's underage, now you're even in bigger trouble.
Especially if you get caught, you're screwed.
Sure. So you got the sex worker is looked after by the government. They probably have a health plan. They got a regular salary. I'm sure it would be like what you do in sales. You know, I get paid for each
commissions.
There you go. They'd get a commission of what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And it would lower the risk of spreading sexually transmitted diseases.
That's the main thing. Yeah,
because
they would automatically be made to protect themselves. You know what I mean? Wear protection. You have to
using condoms and having doctors on there to make sure that they're checked regularly that they don't have any issues.
Exactly.
So if it's regulated, it would be good for both the worker and the customer. I don't know how that would look on my credit card receipt though. I mean, because if it's regulated, now I could use my debit card, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you go in and you get your service, you come out and you're ready to pay. Yeah. And you got your little itinerary of what happened and you give her your card and she swipes it. And
yeah, but where are you going to swipe the card?
you put your card in the slot.
I was getting ready to say, there's a couple slots where you can slide it in, but I don't know if it's going to work.
And your receipt looks like, you know, a little brown paper bag. Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. But again, crime would be lowered. You wouldn't have to deal with the sleazy side of town anymore or go into a crack whore for 20 bucks.
Right.
Instead, you go to a clean, safe, legally run brothel. But it won't be a $20 BJ anymore. It'll be like a $200 BJ.
Exactly. Yeah.
But again, you're not worrying about getting ripped off. Yeah. Because, you know, girl's like, take off your pants, and she gets on her knees and, it's, you know, comes up with a knife, and she's like, give me the rest of your money. And then you're out of blowjob and your wallet. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't have to worry about dealing with that. Mm-hmm. I know an awful lot about this stuff, don't I?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's only from what I watch on TV.
Me too.
It's not from experience.
Yeah, I hear you. And you hope that if she come up with that knife, she don't slice something else off.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other thing. It's not only just safe for the sex worker, mm-hmm. it's safe for the person going to the sex worker.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, as it stands right now, the United States is okay with pornography. The United States is okay with marijuana. The United States is okay with gambling. I just wish they'd get on board with prostitution.
That's the last thing to get.
Here's the thing. If I wanted to, I could get by prostitution right now. I could get skate right by it.
Right.
Here's what I would do. I'd find me a hooker.
Okay.
And I'd say to her, hey, I'll give you $500 if you come back to my hotel room and let me have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. And what I would do is when I got her back to the hotel room, I would set up a video camera. Because even if she's an undercover cop.
Yeah.
And I get her into this situation. I can put my video camera up. And if she says, I'm busting you for solicitation, I'm like, I'm not here for solicitation.
Right.
I'm here to make a porno. Pornos are illegal.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. That's all this is. I want a POV style porno. Point of view is what POV is.
Okay.
So, I'm holding my camera and you're doing your business. And this is not a prostitution thing. It's a pornographic thing.
And pornography is not illegal.
It is not. No. So there's a one way around it.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you know that there in looking after I seen that news article about the Netherlands, I started looking up if it's possible to legalize it. Rhode Island accidentally legalized indoor prostitution.
Okay, how do you accidentally do that?
I'm glad you asked.
Should have known I was going to.
Well, it used to be that Rhode Island was really strict about prostitution.
And okay.
It was a felony to solicit prostitution.
Yeah.
So their court system was getting backed up with all these prostitution cases.
Right.
And they were felonies, so they had to be seen, right? A guy says, why don't we just, a lawmaker says, why don't we just take and make, instead of being a felony, we'll make it a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So they rewrote and amended the law. But when they did that, the specific language they used, they said street solicitation and street prostitution.
Right.
So in other words, indoor prostitution wasn't a part of that. If they said street solicitation. So like the massage parlors where they give, the happy ending at the end.
Yeah.
They were excluded from that law.
See, they blew that.
So they accidentally gave, and before you knew it, there were a lot of these massage parlors popping up, giving dudes happy.
Oh, naturally. Shoot.
Once they realized what their issue was, they went ahead and tried to amend the law again. But before they could put it through and get it approved, in order to shut down these places legally, they started going after the girls who weren't licensed masseuses.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously they weren't masseuses. They were just blowing people.
They were there for a happy ending.
Exactly. Yeah. So Rhode Island now is trying to bring it back because they realized in those years where it was legal, they had lower crime. There wasn't any issues. Matter of fact, everything dropped as far as people being arrested for solicitation.
Well, naturally, because you didn't have to sneak and do it anymore.
Because they didn't need to be out on the streets. Exactly. They could be in a massage parlor.
Right.
So, again, it makes a lot more sense if they would just legalize it. Denmark does it. Germany does it. The United Kingdom does it. France and Spain do it.
Wow.
They all are participants in legal. You mentioned Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Did you know Australia recently decriminalized prostitution?
No, I did not.
Australia, they in 1992, they set up a registry for sex workers and brothels.
Huh.
And they made it legal there. So if you weren't on the registry, you couldn't be a streetwalker. Obviously, if you were a streetwalker, you're not on the registry,
right.
You could get in trouble.
Yeah.
And if you were a John going up to that woman who's a streetwalker and who's not on the registry, you can get in trouble. But if you went to their sanctioned brothels where they had registered sex workers, there's no problem there. It was decriminalized.
Wow. So now it's legal to go out and out back and get busy.
Yeah. As long as they're registered, absolutely.
Yep.
The United States is still the only country, well, I shouldn't say the only country, one of a few countries that don't participate in legal prostitution. Well, we have one state. Aside from, well, Rhode Island is
besides Rhode Island, yeah.
Well, there it's back to being illegal there. They're considering bringing it back to being illegal. Okay. This was back in the 80s when they accidentally legalized it. But Nevada is the only state that currently has legal prostitution.
Well, you can believe that. But what about Las Vegas?
Well, that's just it. Las Vegas is in Nevada, but it's not in one of the approved counties. There's 17 counties in Nevada, and only 10 of them participate in legalized prostitution. Right. So
well, you would think that Las Vegas would be one of the counties where it's legalized. Everything else is legal in Vegas.
Yeah, sure. The gambling and all that stuff that goes on there.
Whatever goes on in Vegas never leaves Vegas.
Right?
Yeah.
No. Lyon County. That's where it started, in Lyon County. That's where the infamous Buddy Ranch
came from. Oh, yeah. I heard of that.
All right. So, and there's other counties with other types of Buddy Ranches up there or out there, wherever they are from us here. But
everywhere but Vegas.
I think if Pennsylvania wanted, like, again, that's only legal in Nevada. If Pennsylvania said, hey, you know what? We could make a lot of money for our state. Mm-hmm. We're not getting enough money from the friggin' road construction and all the other stuff that goes on here. So why don't we legalize prostitution? Boom, 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 man. All of the brothels that would pop up.
No, you could imagine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder how many Pittsburgh would have.
We only have, what, 3 casinos, so.
Yeah.
Is it 3 casinos? We have Rivers, and we have that one down in near Greenfield, or.
Oh, near Washington, PA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down there.
So we could put a brothel in the casinos, which is good for us, because that's like right across the bridge.
It's right across the, yeah, yeah. We can look outside and see the casino from here.
And that's right down where the sports stadiums are, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing I don't like about being in Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, I should say. Because when I go to the strip bar, we have a good time. We can throw a little bit of money around. But the minute one of the Steelers walks into the strip bar.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, all the girls go running over there. Because they want to be a baby mama.
So. Yeah, and they got more money in their pockets than we do.
Oh, hell yeah, they do.
We know that.
Yeah, look at Juju Smith walking into the bar that I go to, man. I used to get pissed off. I'm like, you little motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere Juju go, they even showed him going into Giant Eagle paying for people's groceries. And
wow.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I said, damn.
So that's the only downfall of being in the Pittsburgh area, because you can't go to the strip club without having some friggin' football player taking your girl.
You're always going to run into somebody, because Pittsburgh's not that big of a city.
No, and you know, that's what I like about here.
To go.
Like in New York is huge, massive, and you never know anybody. I can go downtown to Pittsburgh and see a person that I saw there a month ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a nice small big city.
Yeah,
it really is.
Right.
So, what do you think? You think United States will ever get to the point where we're going to legalize prostitution?
Honestly, right now, I don't see it happening. It's not going to be on the top of their list of things to take care of.
Yeah.
You know that. And who's going to present it to them anyway? Who's going to bring that up? I don't know. It's not like us. We can't.
I think we just did with this podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, maybe, Pittsburgh, maybe come on. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good idea if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're a government official or something like that, think about it.
Especially if you're an 18-year-old girl who's looking for a way to make some money.
That's right.
That's the quickest, easiest way, right?
That's the only way I know.
Just don't do it illegally. Don't go in a back alley and suck a guy's dick. That's not cool.
Don't give it up for nothing.
And also, we need to have equality.
Right.
If you're going to let the girls do it, let the guys do it too.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm sure now there's some guys out there who could be a prostitute for other guys, other girls, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not judging anybody. Let the prostitution begin.
Hey, long as you legalize it, nobody has anything to complain about.
No. All right. Well, here's to the hoping that one of these days.
Yeah, I never know.
Prostitution will be legal. Oh, that hit good.
The main thing is to get it legalized. I mean, it makes sense to legalize it.
Well, here's the thing. I can remember in the 80s talking about how marijuana should be legalized.
And right.
It took until the year 2000. So here I am in the year 2020 talking about how prostitution should be legal. maybe before I die, I'll see it happen.
I was getting ready to say, you know what? By the time they do, think about legalizing it, we'll be dead.
I don't know. Because I tell you, I'll never be too old.
Right.
I told that to Nadine. I says, I could be 85 fucking years old, but I still want my dick sucked. I still want to fuck something. And you know what? There you go. The wife can't perform for the husband anymore. She gets on the phone. They could kind of have like a
service.
Yeah, like a DoorDash.
Yeah. That's yeah. what I was thinking. You know,
a girl pulls up with a mattress on her. You get an app on your phone and you can order a hooker on your app, man.
Yeah. Harry's dick service.
Shit. But you got some old 80-something-year-old fucking dude. He can't get out of bed anymore. The wife can't perform anymore. So she jumps on the app and she orders her husband a fucking hooker. What the hell? She comes in, she sucks him off. And hey, I tell you what, the more you ejaculate, the better your prostate health is.
Did is
you
that know right? That? No, I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna have to go home and work on that.
Oh, I'm not ashamed for. I jerked the fuck off as often as possible, and it doesn't mean anything against my wife.
No,
we have a great sex life, but sometimes she works weird hours. And she works 3 to midnight. I put myself to bed at 9:30. I'm watching the news, and all of a sudden, I start scrolling through my phone. I might pull up a porn video on my phone. I'll start whacking the fuck off. Hey. I don't give a shit. Please legalize prostitution. Well, help those old guys out who need their prostates cleaned.
There you go.
All right?
There you go.
Put an we'll app on the phone so a loving wife can order her husband a hooker.
There you go.
No, you know what? I know what to call the app.
What's that?
Whore Dash.
That's a good one, too. Oh, man, you know what? You should trademark that because somebody might steal it.
Probably now, yeah. All right, that's enough for this one. I'm Stitch.
I'm Rick.
And we are out.
And crazy.
The Gentleman's Nightery is an MTC original production, which can be found on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Please be sure to subscribe, share, and like our podcast on whichever platform you listen to us. And please, be sure to leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps our standing with all the other podcasts. If you would like to be part of the show, you can now call us direct. For more information on our call-in line, just visit thegentlemansnightery.com. If you have a show idea or a cocktail you'd like to recommend, shoot an email to mailbag@thegentlemansnightery.com. Thanks for listening.